Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Well, this past Sunday, we talked about the resurrection. We talked about a glorious day that will be. This is what a glorious day it was 2,000 years ago, 3 days after they put Jesus in the tomb. Wow. Wouldn't that have been cool to actually have some grandstands there erected right by the the tomb, and we're just waiting for him to come out. You know, hey, I see the rock moving. Oh, it's rolled away. Here comes Jesus. Man, talk about cheering. How long would we cheer when we saw that? Trouble is, there wasn't anybody but a couple of angels that actually saw him come out. And then some others began to see him as it filtered down that Jesus was alive. So I want to talk to you today about resurrection people. Jesus was raised from the dead, and so were we. That's the thing to get a hold of. It's hard to picture all of us coming out of that tomb. We just saw Jesus. But the truth is, behind the scenes, the way God looked at it, the way Jesus looked at it, we all came out with him. So it's one thing to believe in the resurrection when you die, but it's another to believe that you have already been resurrected. Got to stretch our faith a little bit there. Got to picture that. Let's look at the first scripture here. It says, he has caused us to be born again. This is 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. Caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. We always read that scripture about born again. But born again, how did that happen? Through a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. If Jesus hadn't been raised from the dead, there'd be no talk about born again. No. It wouldn't have any significance. It'd just be a doctrine of the church. But nothing that really happens. But if we have a living Savior who has sent us the Holy Spirit, then we should expect that to happen. To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. So it's the resurrection of Christ that gives us this living hope. Born again means to have a supernatural perspective. I don't know if you've ever heard it defined that way, but I just thought of that. All right, let's look at the next scripture, Romans 8:22. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, underlining's mind there, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. So what is the creation groaning about? Childbirth. Something's about to be born. Something new is about to be birthed. And it happened when Jesus was raised from the dead. That's power. Nobody had ever come out of the tomb like that before, in a glorified body, never to die again. Something is on the way. It's the new creation. It's not immortality, but redeemed bodies, resurrection life. All right, 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So we have become a part of the new creation, which happened when Jesus came out of the tomb. God is making all things new, and he's starting with the hearts of men. That Greek word there, creature, is katisis, which means original formation, new, not renovated. That's what kind of a creature we are now. Something brand new. Not just reformed. That's why Christianity is not about reformation, but transformation. Now, if you think of yourself as a computer, your hardware has been damaged But that won't be fixed until we get the new hardware, the new body. Nevertheless, even though that hardware is damaged, your computer might run a little slow, but it will still run the new software. The software is brand new. That's the new creation. You get what I'm getting at here? All right, the software is brand new. It comes with a new creature package called Humanity 2.0. Galatians 6:15 says, "For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God." So, neither church membership, nor education level, nor moral development, nor how big of a smile that you have, or how you're feeling today, none of that counts but the new creation. I think we ought to focus a little bit more on that new creation. Expect it to be manifested in our conversation, in our thinking, and in our prayers. Now, the rule, when it says, those who walk by this rule, it made me wonder, what's this rule? So let's look at the next scripture there, Galatians 5:6. We're actually going back a chapter to find out. "For in Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision," see, there's that phrase again, "counts for anything but faith working through love." There was Paul's rule right there. Faith working through love. No religious rigor brings it about. Not your Sunday school pen for good attendance. It's only faith through love that brings approval and progress. All right, let's look at Galatians 5:18. I won't read all of these. It's kind of a long scripture, but you can read it while I talk. So it says, Galatians 5, "If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident." Now what we could say there, the works of the old creature. This has to do with the old creation. This is natural man. This is humanity 1.0. All right. So then he lists them. Immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry. Go on down the list. What are we talking about? The old creature. The old creation. You know what? God's finished with it. You might say, well, God forgave all that. No, he didn't. He judged it at the cross. He put an end to it. So I'm not dealing with that anymore. And then in Galatians 5:18, it says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I was reading the same scripture. Galatians 5:22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness." You see it up there? What is that? That's how the new creature, the new creation, the new creature behaves, thinks, prays, relates. That's the new creature. We're not trying to be new creatures. We are. We don't become, it's already happened. The new creation has begun. Old creation, did away with, done, judged, dead, in the grave. It didn't come out. Jesus came out to begin the new creation. The earth renovated, but starting with the hearts of men. This is everyday life in the kingdom. Sometimes people will say, you read them the fruit of the Spirit, and they'll say, oh, I'm working on it. Well, which one are you working on? Well, I'm just taking them one at a time. Well, you're going to stumble over the first one. Love, agape, impossible, unless God puts it in your heart. Unless you recognize that you have, Jesus has given you his own Spirit, which was a spirit of love, spirit of obedience to the Father. He's already given you that. It's there. Just let it out. Expect it. So that's hard to do. Well, not if you're born again. It's not hard to do if you're born again. You just need some encouragement. You need some fellowship where people encourage that kind of thinking and behavior. All right, 1 Corinthians 15. Remember, we're talking about resurrection people here. It says, someone will ask, how are the dead raised and with what kind of body do they come? You foolish person. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that it is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or some other grain. So that's kind of neat to think about. What we have on the inside of us is just a kernel. So you're not the full-blown new creature yet, or I haven't met one yet. But there's a kernel in you, a seed in you, which is the new creation when it's fully blown. It's like a baby. When a baby is born, sometimes it needs a whole lot of education, spiritual development, moral development, all of this. It cries, it falls down. You know, you think, golly, you know, is this baby ever going to make it? Well, that baby, even though it's not mature and it's not fully grown, is it still human? You wonder sometime. Yeah. We adopted a chimpanzee. No, that baby's still human, but it's got to grow. It's not fully grown yet, and knowing how to act as a mature adult. Okay, so that's what's inside of us. We're just a seed. So we make mistakes. We fail. We're not perfect. But we can't just go around using that as an excuse all the time. Oh, I'm just a sinner. I'm flawed. I'm imperfect. Yes, we are. But what about that seed on the inside of you? Are you going to water it and expect that to grow? And relate to each other on the basis that you also, all you others, you all have a seed inside of you too. A bare kernel. But it's there. So here's the way to think about it. You're not buried, you're planted. So when we die, when we give up the ghost, we're not buried, we're planted. You're just a kernel, you're just a seed, you're not a full-blown new creature, but a new creature is who you are nonetheless. Whatever struggles and setbacks you may encounter, it doesn't change the seed that's in you. The Bible says Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. I like to say progress. He's the perfecter of our progress. He is the Lord of the new creation. So you wonder how you should act as a new creature? Well, just look at Jesus. Yeah. Walk in the Spirit. The Spirit will show you what Jesus is like. How Jesus dealt with people, how he loved people, how he gave glory to the Father, how he prayed, all of that. Just watch Jesus. Christ-likeness is the new me. It's not a religious model, it's the Jesus model. Now, like I said, we've got some damaged hardware, so we'd have... There is still corruption on the inside of us. We think wrong, we talk wrong, we act wrong. But what we've got to do is just tell ourselves, hey, you know what? God is finished with all of that, and so am I. Not going to relate to that anymore. God set me free from me. 2 Corinthians 5. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. Somebody tell me what the old life is. The old creature. It's the old creature. And that was a manifest. Becky said gossip. That's a manifestation of the old creature. Yeah. Dead to the old creature. The old is passing away. The new is here. It's your new mentality. It's your new life. So what I say is we get a new creature mentality. When we see or hear the old, we immediately reject it by saying, that's the old me, your history. I suggested one time that we ought to install an old creature beeper at the back of the church. So when you walk in, if you hear something beeping, uh-oh, old creature beeper, just got you. Here's a couple of people talking, they're gossiping. They're talking about the preacher or the song leader. Beep, 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 beep. What happened? The old creature beeper went off. Somebody said something to you. You got your feelings hurt. Beep, 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 beep. Old creature. Do y'all know Jesus never got offended? Never got his feelings hurt? Isn't that something? I wonder why. Because of his humility. So he didn't have any pride to get his feelings hurt. So you couldn't offend him. He just turned it over to the Father and said, Lord, I know you'll pay me back double, so forget that. I won't be hurt. The power of the Holy Spirit is for witnessing to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It is also there to bring the new creature into full manifestation. I remember a button we used to have. It said, God is not finished with me yet. Yeah. So he's not finished, but the Holy Spirit is working on me if I let him. How about a prayer in the morning when you get up to say, God, you have my permission to work on me all day. I want to know more about this new creation. The creature, the new creature that you have made of me by filling me with your Holy Spirit. And one day, I'm going to look just exactly like you. We'll all grow up to be as tall as Jesus. So how about this? A good prayer. Lord, I am proclaiming Jesus is Lord over my body, over my emotions, and over my attitude. So, have you ever said, you heard a sermon on forgiveness, and then you said, you know, sometimes it's hard to forgive, or you don't know what somebody did to me. Is it hard to keep a good attitude? Hard to believe that you're actually accepted or approved of God? Hard to live in victory on a daily basis? How about this one? Hard to control your mouth? But see, that's what the Holy Spirit is there to help you with. So if you ever fail, you ever fall down, just say, ooh, I better get back up. Holy Spirit, help me out here. Where did I go wrong? What can I do? Declare that's the way you were. So when you slip and fall, just say, oh, that old creature keeps having a resurrection. It's got to remind him, just like the devil. When the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. And here's the thing, God is not concerned with your past. He's working on your future. So declare, that's the way I was. That's what is passing away. The old has gone, the new has come. There's a very simple prayer that you can pray, and it'll help you for the day that you're about to face. Lord, the old is gone. The new has come. Well, didn't you used to have a problem with your anger, gossip, getting your feelings hurt, offended all the time, can't get along with people? No, that's the old. It's passing away. The new has come. I've got a new way to live, new way to think. You know what? Those things never did produce peace and joy. Never did produce it. Why would I keep trying to do that, making it work? What works is the kingdom of God in my life. Life in the kingdom. There's nothing better than that. So when Jesus was raised from the dead, he began a new creation. So picture that. God dealt with the old creation by nailing it to the cross. When Jesus died, we died. When he came out of the tomb, we came out of the tomb. We are part of the new creation, the new humanity, regardless of how little progress you think you might be making. You are by faith that he who began a good work in you will complete it. So we are resurrection people, and we are new creatures in Christ. That's the new me. That's the new you. That's it. Yeah. No applause necessary. I'm excited about that. Yeah. Our little granddaughter, Lexi, somebody said something that we're fixing to go to the park or something, and she said, "I excited." She's 2 years old. "I excited." Well, the new creature excites me. Okay, well, let's have a closing prayer. Hey, we get to go eat early today. Were your songs short or my preaching short? But if everybody got it, if you don't have it, I can start over. Y'all got it? That's what I thought you'd say. Okay, well, let's have a prayer. And if you have a prayer request, just shoot your hand up and just give us a name, something like that, and we're going to put them all in there together. Yes.